I think we've all seen it before. As soon as Halloween is over, Christmas decorations start popping up across the city. Lights are strung, shelves are stocked, Starbucks holiday drinks are introduced. For some, it's a welcome celebration. Finally, it's socially acceptable to listen to Mariah Carey's Christmas album on repeat. For others, there's a sense of panic. Wait, we say, what about Thanksgiving? We haven't even had Thanksgiving yet, and they're already on to the next holiday. But now that Thanksgiving's in the rearview mirror, Christmas is in full swing. Christmas in the secular sense, anyway. For everyone in this room, however, it's not quite Christmas yet. Today marks the beginning of Advent, the start of our liturgical year. Happy New Year's, everybody. And much like the traditional New Year celebration, where we stay awake until midnight waiting for the ball to drop, we are told to keep awake during Advent. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Fortunately, like many things in the Bible, this is not meant literally. The practice of keeping awake does not mean putting off sleep, but rather staying alert and prepared for the coming of Christ. This is difficult, however, because we do not know how long this period of wakefulness must last. Although the season of Advent is limited to 4 weeks, no one knows how long we must wait for the coming of Christ. Neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For Advent is not just a season of anticipation for the birth of Jesus. It is also a time where we are intentional about preparing for his second coming. No one knows how long it will be until that day. Our gospel mentions this again and again. You do not know on what day your Lord is coming. And we hate to not know things. Not knowing things is uncomfortable, inconvenient, even scary sometimes. We check the weather on our phones in the morning so we know what to expect for the day and how to prepare. We look up facts to support our arguments. We read predictions about which team is going to win, which stocks are going to do well, or which neighborhood is going to take off. We like to predict the future so we can be ready for it. But there are some things that we do not know, cannot know, and probably should not know. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Knowledge of the thief in the night would have saved the homeowner from a robbery, but what if the homeowner had only been promised that a thief was coming someday, sometime, but he could not actually know what day that would be? His first instinct might be to stay awake, sitting by the front door, weapon in hand, ready to defend his belongings. But depending on his stamina, after an hour or two or three, his eyes would begin to droop, his shoulders would slump, his attention would wander. It would be completely unsustainable for him to simply keep awake. True preparation, true readiness, would require for him to change his lifestyle to accommodate the threat of an impending robbery. Today, this might look like keeping his money in a bank, locking his doors, and installing a home security system. And these are all changes he probably should have been doing anyway, alert of the robbery notwithstanding. Likewise, true readiness for Christ is not just indefinitely kneeling in a pew, hoping that he might show up and catch us in a moment of reverential piety. That kind of readiness would be mere artifice. It is easy to do the right thing when we know someone is watching us. It is easy for us to take action when we expect a negative consequence for complacency. But like the homeowner anticipating a robbery, we must change the way we live in order to truly be prepared for the second coming of Christ. We are certain of the second coming. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. But the unknowability of this day is intertwined with our certainty, and it influences how we must prepare, how we must view being ready. It would be exhausting and unsustainable for us to simply keep awake, for we are not preparing for a specific date or specific time. Rather, we understand that we must live our lives ready for the coming of Christ. We don't know what day or hour Christ is coming, so we must spend every day and every hour with the attitude that Christ may, at any moment, arrive. So what might it look like to live in that way? If only it were as simple as installing a home security system, right? But just as your true character is who you are when no one is watching, true readiness for Christ can be found in how you live your life on a day-to-day basis. I try to be ready, but whenever we pray to God to hasten the coming of your kingdom, I have an internal moment of panic, thinking, wait, I'm not ready for that yet. There's more for me to do here before you arrive. It's kind of like that feeling when you're having friends over for dinner, but you haven't had quite enough time to clean and prepare the food, so you secretly hope that everyone's running 5 minutes late so you can finish putting things away. As the start of our liturgical year, Advent is a season for us to prepare for the coming of Christ. Much like how in January we prepare for the new year by making resolutions, we resolve during Advent to keep awake and get ready for the coming of Christ. This is an active preparation. It is not simply sitting by the door, watching for someone to arrive. It is the turning on of music, the wiping off of counters, the lighting of the candles. It is only fitting that our liturgical year starts in this way. Through Advent, we are provided with the opportunity to assess our readiness for Christ, to adjust our actions, and to prepare for his coming again. Our anticipation goes hand in hand with action. We prepare for the coming of Christ by paying closer attention to our decisions, by being more intentional about the prayers we pray, and about the way we treat the people around us. Living our lives in this way is an act of faith. It is true faith to accept and act on the promise of the second coming of Christ, without knowing exactly when that day will come. So when we talk of Advent, of the time of expectant waiting and preparation for Christ, it is not just mere anticipation. It is a celebration of our faith. It is a testament to our trust that Christ will come again. For this reason, Advent is not a time we want to rush through. The journey is just as important as the destination. So as we anticipate Christmas, we celebrate Advent. We light a candle each Sunday to represent the hope, faith, joy, and peace we gain through our relationship with God. And as we sit in this period of anticipation, as we await the coming of Christ, our faith stands as witness to his presence already among us. We prepare for Christ, but we know he is here with us now and forever. Amen.